You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and joining me today is Arthur Turner, who is the author of Out of Bounds, which was released earlier this year, and is a warts and all autobiography account of the author's 20 years of home and school life. Born in North Shields, he was educated in a specialist boarding school for the blind in the 1960s and 70s. But enough from me. Arthur, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about what the book is about?
Yes, it's about my time at two schools for the blind and partially sighted. The first one being Royal Victoria School for the Blind, and the second place I went to was Worcester College for the Blind in the 70s. And it's about the sorts of things I got up to at those two institutions, because they're obviously residential. So we're talking about adventures, we're talking about misadventures, we're also talking about the way I was educated, the way that I learned Braille, the way that I learned maths, and I think in addition to that, there's the activities that we got involved in, because both schools were very good at sending us on various visits to, well, as far as Benwell was concerned in Newcastle, to various parts of the northeast, once into the borderlands of Scotland. But Worcester, you know, we went hiking and went all over the country, really.
And how important was it for you, Arthur, to make sure that there was this sense of adventure in the book, and the fact that even though you were a partially sighted or a blind young person, a person going through school, that you still had these adventures and misadventures?
Well, I wanted to identify with as many people as I could, really, because the first school was a mixed gender school, and the second one was single sex boys only. And I wanted to sort of, from the education, I didn't want to go into too much detail about that, because I just thought that, you know, if I sort of spruced it up with some of the things that I got on in the background, like, you know, well, not fooling around as such, but like extracurricular activities, then I managed to actually weave in the way I learned things in with the adventures, if you see what I mean. But the first thing was, like, at the primary school at Benwell, they had these running tracks, and they were like sort of two blue bases, heavy metallic bases at either end of what we called the boys' field, and they were separated by a wire, which wasn't barbed, and we could run with a bobbin down between those two points. I would say that it was about 100 yards in length, and that sort of gave me the more confidence to actually sprint and start sprinting.
How important, Arthur, was it for you to write this book from your perspective, from a working class perspective as well, and hearing stories from people with sight loss like yourself, from a working class background rather than a more privileged one?
Yeah, well, my dad was, you know, he was blue collar, so to speak. He worked in a factory, and I think his expectations for me were quite low, because in the 60s when I was born, you know, there wasn't a, I don't know, in North Tyneside, we had a home teacher who would come and see us every so often, and there was what they used to call the Society for the Blind, which you went to. Nobody thought that, you know, sort of you'd sort of get to anywhere, you know. We didn't have any resources, so I just thought I was lucky to get the education that I got, and Benwell managed to get me through what we called an entrance exam to get into Worcester, which, you know, from that was the springboard to sort of get a really good education, although I admit in the book I don't pay particularly, you know, sort of coherent attention to things all of the time, because I'm growing up into a man, so to speak. And, you know, I'm distracted by music and women, basically. There weren't that many women at the school, but what there was, I was, well, naturally quite attracted to.
Yeah. You mentioned music there. There's a lot of music in the book. Can you tell us why you decided to use music as sort of in the book and what it means to you?
Yeah, well, the music sort of generally comes from listening to rundowns of the top 30. And so, you know, most of us had radios at the college. The charts, for me, acted as memory reference points. Mm-hmm. And I could actually sort of link positions and the movement of the records within the charts that moved, you know, sort of this way or that way and or stayed still in given weeks. And it reminded me, there's a bit in the book where I think I learned about longitude and latitude in geography at the same time, one and one is one, by Medicine Head, climbed from number six to number four. It's strange things like that, that sort of like gelled in my memory.
So Arthur, where can we find the book? Is it online?
Yes, it is. At the moment, there's a paperback, which, you know, perhaps many people won't be able to access on Amazon. And there's a Kindle ebook on Amazon as well. I've asked the question to the RNIB whether they would be prepared to do a Braille copy of it and put it into the OneDrive or the Reading Services library. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've asked about that, and also provide a talking book, because I'm sure there's lots of people, you know, who don't know Braille and would like an audio version of the book. So I know some of the Kindles talk, but not all of us have Kindles.
Well, fingers crossed it'll be an audio version soon enough. We'll definitely keep everybody up to date with how it's going and when it's out, and people can listen to it, definitely from the RNIB library. But until then, thank you, Arthur, for talking to us and for telling us all about Out of Bounds.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having me.